This week, as we kick off our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days, we're focusing on the differences between Democrats and Republicans. And today we examine the politics of climate change. To set the stage, I want to take you to a Massachusetts landmark that is the keeper of weather records. You don't have to go far to see evidence of climate change. One of the most convincing pieces of evidence is right in our own backyards. It's at the top of Great Blue Hill in Milton, 635 feet above sea level, and the home of the venerable Great Blue Hill Weather Observatory. I climbed the stone tower there where I spoke with Director Charles Orloff.
We're now on the highest hill on the east coast of the United States from here to Florida, where you can still look right out at the ocean. We're looking right out just a few miles there to Boston Harbor and the Boston Harbor Islands. Perfect place for a weather observatory.
And what makes this observatory so historic is its longevity.
This observatory was scheduled to close 11 years ago. The National Weather Service had chosen to discontinue the manual observations all around the country. We managed to raise over $1 million and restored the entire building. The day after the National Weather Service pulled out and left, we opened as a private weather observatory, so we haven't missed one day in 127 years. This is the oldest continuously operating weather station in the nation.
And it's that longevity that makes the Great Blue Hill site so significant when it comes to measuring climate change.
For example, the weather station out at Logan Airport, where Boston readings are taken, is not the original. That was on the post office building in Post Office Square on top of that many, many years ago, and it's had about six locations since then. So the Boston record really is not an accurate record, as opposed to this that's been taken same place for 127 years with the same equipment in the same shelter.
And what does that record show you?
The record shows that in the last 100 years, we are up almost 3 degrees at this point.
And it's a steady increase.
Steady increase. I showed you the chart a few minutes ago. It's very obvious that the general trend is up.
Another surprising statistic is the wind speed.
Yes, we found since 1940, the wind speed has been dropping at a rather alarming rate here on top of Blue Hill. This is happening on other benchmark stations in various places around the country. And right now, it's only theories as to what's causing this.
The record at Great Blue Hill shows that the temperature has increased from an average of 46 degrees back in 1885 to 49 degrees today, indisputable proof of warming. While the wind speed has dropped from 16.5 miles per hour in 1940 to 13.5 miles per hour today. It could be a shift in the jet stream also brought about by climate change, but that has yet to be proven. Well, this election, the debate over climate change and global warming heated up at the two parties' political conventions. First, Mitt Romney fired up Republicans as he poked fun at President Obama.
President Obama promised to begin to slow the rise of the oceans. And to heal the planet. My promise is to help you and your family.
Well, that cheering was equaled days later at the Democratic convention when President Obama fought back.
And yes, my plan will continue to reduce the carbon pollution that is heating our planet because climate change is not a hoax. More droughts and floods and wildfires are not a joke. They are a threat to our children's future, and in this election, you can do something about it.
Well, climate change is one of our 30 issues in 30 days that stirs up each party's base, so we wanted to look deeper into the politics of climate change. And joining us live from Woods Hole this morning is WGBH Radio Science Editor Heather Goldstone. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, first of all, climate change is scientifically undeniable, but is there consensus that human activity is responsible?
Absolutely. A few different polls have estimated that at least 97% of climate scientists are on the same page on this. They are convinced that human activity is a primary driver, or at least a large driver, of climate change. And last year, the National Academies of Science released a report that was a review of all the available science, similar to what the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change does every several years. They did this through the National Academies of Science again and confirmed again that kind of three major conclusions. Climate change is happening. It's largely caused by human activities, fossil fuel burning primarily, and that it poses a real and present danger to both natural and human systems. And some of the most convincing science in this area are analyses where scientists try to recreate what we've seen in terms of the global rise in average temperatures, and the only way that they can recreate the kind of change that we've seen over the past 100 years is by putting in these inputs from human activities. Without those, you just don't see the same rise in temperature.
Well, frankly, despite what we heard from the candidates, the climate change issue doesn't even appear to be on the radar of either President Obama or Mitt Romney's campaigns currently. Why is that?
You know, I think that's an interesting one. There are so many problems that the presidential candidates are trying to address. And a poll by Mass Inc. Polling Group that they conducted in 2011 of Massachusetts residents found that Massachusetts residents think that the federal government, and in fact all levels of government, should be doing a lot to combat climate change, and they don't think that they are doing a lot. So they don't think that the government is doing enough to combat climate change, and that was the majority of respondents that thought that. But at the same time, if you ask those same people to prioritize the various different challenges that we're facing, say economics or healthcare or some of these other big issues, climate change tended to fall toward the bottom of the list, kind of 9 or 10 out of 10. So people think it is important that the government should be doing something about it, but when you try to stack it up against all the different problems, it tends to fall toward the bottom, and I think that's probably feeding into where the candidates are focusing their efforts.
Well, what are the differences between President Obama and Mitt Romney on this issue?
Wow, you know, it's hard to, more like what are not the differences between the two candidates. Obama, though, has really focused on trying to link his climate change action with economic recovery, trying to really combat the idea that climate action would be contrary to economic recovery, and instead saying, no, really, a green tech economy is the way to a stronger economy. So trying to really link those two things. Mitt Romney has really walked an interesting line where he's now to the point where he's kind of saying, well, I personally believe that the planet is warming. I still think there's a scientific debate about why it's warming, and I don't think that the actions that have been proposed are appropriate because they would hurt the economy too much. And so he's really playing the economy card on the other side of the issue.
Well, Heather, thanks for your insights this morning. That's WGBH Radio science editor Heather Goldstone. So what impact will climate change have on voters? A new survey says that 7% of undecideds will consider the candidate's position on global warming before casting their vote. Tune in at noon today as this discussion will continue on Boston Public Radio. Then tomorrow at this time, how the fight over abortion and women's health has changed over the years. It's all part of our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days. Share your opinion online at WGBHnews.org.